Information to make cash and save cash. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
WBBM News Time 12:39. Well, video streaming service Netflix and Disney have gotten together on a huge deal. Let's get details from Tom Lason, returning guest, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv in Seattle, Washington. Tom, nice to have you with us. This is really big stuff, right?
It is. In fact, it's pretty groundbreaking, I think. What's interesting is the fact that Disney is, of course, one of the 6 to 7 major studios in Hollywood, and this is the first time one of the major studios has signed a direct-to-pay TV agreement with a company that only exists on the Internet. It's not a broadcast television network. It doesn't have a cable distribution system. It's not a traditional cable TV station, if you will. I use the word station and put it in quotes there, if you can see. It's a website.
This is a deal that is estimated to be about $225 million. Where is Netflix getting the cash from for this?
Well, that's a good question. Actually, a couple of the estimates I've looked at call it $350 million, and that's a year, by the way. And when you take it and add it all up, they're on the hook for about $5 billion, that's billion with a B, worth of contractual agreements over the course of the next 3 years. So I think there's little doubt that you're going to see Netflix go back into the marketplace, have to do some, raise some equity to get this paid for. Of course, they hope in the long run that this vertical integration that they're going to be able to do, to be both a content producer, a content distributor, and have this real tight vertical integration without many middlemen, they hope that's going to pay off. But it's a huge financial commitment, and there's little doubt they're going to have to raise some money.
Well, do you think, we have no way of knowing this, of course, but do you think this was strictly a dollar and cents deal, or was Disney trying to send a message to the cable TV companies, the Comcast, Time Warners, and others that are out there?
U-verse.
I would say yes and yes. I don't mean to cop out on you there, Sherman, but this landscape, and you and I have talked about this before, and I also know, too, that you and I disagree slightly on how we see things going. I always feel like things are going to happen next year or 2 years from now. We're probably talking a decade away here, but I see everything at one point becoming a service over Internet protocol. TV stations, broadcast networks, they're all going to be websites, I think, at the end of the day, where you're going to be able to go onto your web-enabled screen, whether that's a computer or a TV screen or whatever it may be, it's not going to matter. And you're going to be able to take sort of an approach where you're going to pick your own programming and make your own channel assignments and concoct your own viewing experience. It's probably further away than I think it is, like I said, because I always think this is going to happen next week, and it doesn't. But I certainly think there is a message there being sent, which is, the old rules don't apply. This concept of convergence and the massive disintermediation that the Internet has created in our lives is going to continue, and these relationships are getting more convoluted, more difficult to figure out, and trying to figure out how the money's going to flow, who's going to get paid for what. This is an example of it, and this time around it's, half $1 billion worth of it.
No, I don't agree with you a bit, and I think convergence is really what it's all about. And I also think that the ultimate winners in such a situation in which everything comes streaming down the Internet pipeline, you know who's going to benefit from that? It's going to be the cable companies that own those Internet pipelines, the companies that supply the Internet, that supply the broadband. They are going to control that, and they're going to get the money from that ultimately.
I think, though, that there's something that can be said about the commoditization of delivering bandwidth. It's not a very value-added service at the end of the day, just like delivering the electricity over the power lines isn't all that special. It's what you do with the electricity. So this is kind of an academic, angels dancing on the head of a pin type of argument that's interesting and fun. But I would say, to build on your point, Sherman, I think that consumers will certainly benefit from this. Now, prices may, in fact, go up, may have to go up, because we talked about, the revenue. Where is this money going to come from for this $5 billion worth of commitments? Prices may have to go up for Netflix, but ultimately, with this disintermediation and with this increased democratization of access through IP-based protocols, we may see prices ultimately go down and ultimately be good for the consumer.
This is all headed for the younger people or all age groups. I mean, it's going to affect everybody, of course. But who will be the ones that will take advantage of this disintermediation that you talked about here. It's mostly the younger people, right?
I don't agree with that. I think when you're talking about price, everybody's interested. My parents just bought themselves a DVD that's Netflix-enabled, and my dad, who is pushing 80 years old, is very excited about the fact that he doesn't have to go to the video store and that he can stream movies for $8 a month. So I understand your point, and it's well taken about the nature of change and how there's a generation that's going to come up and really not recognize television as being what you and I think of television as being. But by the same token, when you're talking about delivering at a price point, when you're talking about competition, when you're talking about some of the disintermediation and the commoditization of some of these things like bandwidth delivery, everybody's looking for a good price.
An interesting topic, and I'm glad we could discuss it a little bit. Tom, thanks for joining us. Tom Lason, President, New Media Solutions, newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle.